Patrick, a couple of games under your belt with Kopp in the middle and Kyle Connor on the other side. Just curious how you kind of feel that's all coming together. You got 5 points in the last 3 games.
Yeah, I think we're kind of still, you know, try to find it, find our game. You know, had some really good shifts, had a couple good periods last game, and you know, I like playing with those two, and yeah, hopefully we can build some chemistry together and have a good rest of the season.
Overall, what did your team do well yesterday against Ottawa to get the win and the road trip started the right way?
I think our power play was huge. You know, scored 3 big goals for us. Obviously, 2 big ones in the first. So that kind of got us going in the game. And after that, I think we just, you know, played better hockey than they did. And you know, it was a good start for the road trip. And you know, it's not getting any easier, but it's a fun road trip coming up.
To the power play, obviously you had 3 against Ottawa the game before, also it's been clicking a little bit more. Anything that you see that's led to some more success?
I think we're just trying to keep it simple, just try to, you know, last game I think Neil, he just tried to, you know, shoot it from the top, and Mark got a good tip on it, and I think we're just trying to keep it simple, just shoot as many pucks as we can, and you know, not to anything too difficult out there. It's just stick to what we know and do those things over and over again.
From a player's standpoint, do you like these back-to-back weekend afternoon games like this on the road?
Yeah, no, morning skate. I like it. It's great. Kind of, you know, you can do a bunch of things after the game, you know, when we get into another city pretty early. And, you know, I like these sorts of games. It kind of, it's a different kind of feeling when you play afternoon, and but it's always fun. But it's not an easy back to back, but yeah, it'll be a good challenge.
It's easier to recover on an afternoon game on a back to back because you have the night to just whatever, or does it make no difference?
No, I don't know. I just work here. I don't know. I feel the same way. It doesn't matter whether you play afternoon or play 8 o'clock. It's still kind of the same feeling, but. Yeah, so I don't know.
You started the year with those two guys. I mean, different circumstances. You and Kyle both in this camp. What's different now compared to then? I know you were getting scoring chances at the beginning, but maybe they just weren't converting at the same rate. Or do you notice any differences in terms of maybe goals?
Not really. I think it's just kind of try to play the same way. Obviously, more games under our belt, so it's, you know, more confidence now than we had earlier in the year, and I think just try to keep it simple, just try to shoot a lot of pucks, a lot of guys to the net, and just, you know, keep it simple.
I know you just work here, but as a player, I mean, what's it like in the last kind of few days before the deadline? In the last couple of years, you know, you guys have added, you've already added Dylan. I mean, what do you expect in the next little stretch here?
To be honest, no idea. Well, thank God I'm not the GM. I only got to play here. Like, I don't have to worry about this stuff. But yeah, it's always like last couple of years, it's been exciting since we've added some really good players into our lineup, and now getting Dylan already, it's going to be huge for us. And yeah, but it's exciting times, and see what other teams are doing, and kind of think about your other club as well. So, but we'll see.
Message does that send? I mean, obviously you knew the team was looking for defense help. When you get someone like a guy like Dylan that can play in your top four, I mean, what does that say to the players?
I think it just says that, you know, everybody, you know, knows that we have a good chance to make the playoffs this year, and you know, I think we're going to be really good with this team we have here. But you know, I don't know if we're getting any additions or new players, but we'll be really good with this team, and we'll be fine.